The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 27. When the morning came, all the chief priests and elders of the people held a consultation against Jesus, that they might put him to death. And they bound him and led him away, and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, who had delivered him up, when he saw that he was condemned, stung by remorse, brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, "I have sinned in having delivered up innocent blood." They replied, "What is that to us? You will see to that." And he threw down the money in the temple, and departed, and went and hanged himself. And the chief priests took the money, and said, "It is not lawful to put it into the sacred treasury, because it is the price of blood." And they took counsel, and bought with it the potter's field, as a burial place for foreigners. For this reason that field is called the field of blood to this day. Then the word was fulfilled which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that had a price set upon him, on whom some of the children of Israel did set a price, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord appointed me." And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus replied to him, "You say it." And when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he made no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" And he gave him answer to not one word, so that the governor was greatly astonished. Now at the feast, the governor was in the habit of releasing to the multitude one prisoner, whom they chose. They then had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, while they were together, Pilate said to them, "Which do you wish me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who was called Christ?" For he knew that through envy they had delivered him up. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, "Have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered much today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude to ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said to them, "Which of the two do you wish me to release to you?" They replied, "Barabbas!" Pilate said to them, "What then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said to him, "Let him be crucified!" But the governor said, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they cried vehemently, saying, "Let him be crucified!" When Pilate saw that he gained nothing, but rather that a tumult was rising, he took water, and washed his hands before the multitude, and said, "I am innocent of the blood of this just man. You will see to it." And all the people answered and said, "His blood be upon us and upon our children." Then he released to them Barabbas. But after he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him up to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the palace and brought together to him the whole band. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet cloak. And when they had plaited a crown of thorn branches, they put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand, and kneeling before him, they derided him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spit upon him, and took the reed, and struck him on the head. And when they had derided him, they took off the cloak from him, and put his own clothes on him, and led him away to crucify him. As they were going out, they found a man of Cyrene named Simon. This man they compelled to carry his cross. And when they had come to a place called Golgotha, which, when translated, is the place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. And when he had tasted it, he refused to drink. And when they had crucified him, they divided his clothing among themselves by casting the lot. And they sat down and watched him there, and they placed above his head the charge that was made against him, written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." There were two robbers crucified with him, one on his right hand, and the other on his left. And they that passed by reviled him, shaking their heads, and saying, "You that destroyed the temple, and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." In like manner also the chief priests, with the scribes and elders, derided him, and said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now. If he delights in him, for he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" The robbers also that were crucified with him uttered the same reproaches against him. From the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land till the ninth hour. But about the ninth hour Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Some of those who were standing there when they heard it said, "This man calls for Elijah." And immediately one of them ran and took a sponge, and having filled it with vinegar, put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. The rest said, "Wait, let us see if Elijah is coming to save him." And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in two from top to bottom, and the earth did shake, and the rocks were rent, and the sepulchres were opened, and many bodies of the saints that slept arose. And they came out of their sepulchres after his resurrection, and entered the holy city, and appeared to many. Now the centurion and those who were with him watching Jesus, when they saw the earthquake and what was done, were greatly afraid, and said, "Of a truth, this was the Son of God." Many women that had followed Jesus from Galilee and had ministered to him were there, looking on from a distance. Among these was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Jesus, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. When the evening had come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, named Joseph, and he also was a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it on clean linen, and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb, and departed. And Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary sitting opposite the tomb. On the morrow, which was the day after the preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees came together to Pilate, and said, "Sir, we remember that the deceiver said, 'While he was yet alive, after 3 days will I arise.' Therefore, command that the sepulchre be made safe till the third day, lest his disciples come and steal him away. And say to the people, 'He has risen from the dead.' And the last error will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard. Go. Make it as safe as you know how." And they went and made the sepulchre safe, by placing a seal upon the stone and setting the guard.